If you enjoy these episodes, please consider donating to help keep this podcast going by clicking on the link in the description of this episode. Also, please give the podcast a 5-star rating and share it with your friends and family. Tuesday, April 8th. The lesson from Daniel chapter 14, verses 27 through 42. In those days the Babylonians went to the king and demanded, "Hand over to us Daniel, who has destroyed Bel and killed the dragon, or we will kill you and your family." When he saw himself threatened with violence, the king was forced to hand Daniel over to them. They threw Daniel into a lion's den, where he remained 6 days. In the den were 7 lions, and 2 carcasses and 2 sheep had been given to them daily. But now they were given nothing, so that they would devour Daniel. In Judea there was a prophet Habakkuk. He mixed some bread in a bowl with the stew he had boiled, and was going to bring it to the reapers in the field, when an angel of the Lord told him, "Take the lunch you have to Daniel in the lion's den at Babylon." But Habakkuk answered, "Babylon, sir, I have never seen, and I do not know the den." The angel of the Lord seized him by the crown of his head and carried him by the hair. With the speed of the wind, he set him down in Babylon above the den. Daniel, servant of God, cried, "Habakkuk, take the lunch God has sent you." "Thou hast remembered me, O God," said Daniel. "Thou hast not forsaken those who love thee." While Daniel began to eat, the angel of the Lord at once brought Habakkuk back to his own place. On the 7th day, the king came to mourn for Daniel. As he came to the den and looked in, there was Daniel, sitting in the midst of the lions. The king cried aloud, "Thou art great, O Lord, the God of Daniel." Daniel he took out of the lion's den, but those who had tried to destroy him he threw into the den, and they were devoured in a moment before his eyes. Then the king said, "Let all the inhabitants of the whole earth fear the God of Daniel, for he is the Savior, working signs and wonders in the earth, who has delivered Daniel out of the lion's den." Haydock Commentary. Daniel was twice cast into the den of lions, once under Darius the Mede, because he had transgressed the king's edict by praying 3 times a day, and another time under Evil-Merodach by a sedition of the people. This time he remained 6 days in the lion's den, the other time only 1 night. Some think that this Habakkuk is the same whose prophecy is found among the lesser prophets, but others believe him to be different. About 20 years before, there was no prophet in Judea. See chapter 3, verse 38. Habakkuk, the 8th of the minor prophets, lived before the Babylonian monarchy was formed, yet he might have still survived. If this had not been a true history, such an extraordinary mode of conveyance would not have been mentioned. The Gospel from John chapter 7, verses 1 through 13. At that time, Jesus went about in Galilee, for he did not wish to go about in Judea, because the Jews were seeking to put him to death. Now the Jewish Feast of Tabernacles was at hand. His brethren therefore said to him, "Leave here and go into Judea, that thy disciples also may see the works that thou do, for no one does a thing in secret if he wants to be publicly known. If thou do these things, manifest thyself to the world." For not even his brethren believed in him. Jesus therefore said to them, "My time has not yet come, but your time is always at hand. The world cannot hate you, but it hates me, because I bear witness concerning it that its works are evil. As for you, go up to the feast, but I do not go up to this feast, for my time is not yet fulfilled." When he had said these things, he stayed on in Galilee. But as soon as his brethren had gone up to the feast, then he also went up, not publicly, but as it were privately. The Jews therefore were looking for him at the feast, and were saying, "Where is he?" And there was much whispered comment among the crowd concerning him. For some were saying, "He is a good man." But others were saying, "No, rather he seduces the crowd." Yet for fear of the Jews, no one spoke openly of him. Haydock Commentary. This was the festival of tabernacles, on which the Jews made tents in imitation of those which were their habitations during their sojourning in the wilderness for 40 years. The Jews called it a festival day, though it consisted not of one, but of many days successively. These brethren of Christ were the relatives of the Blessed Virgin, not her children. For as in the sepulchre where the body of our Savior was deposited, no other mortal lay either before or since, so neither did the womb of Mary ever before or after bear any other body but that of her divine Son. So says St. Augustine. By his brethren here we are to understand his kindred, his townsmen or countrymen, at or about Nazareth. Christ is saying, "Go you up to this festival day, which lasted 8 days. I go not with you, nor to be there at the first day, nor in that public manner as you desire. But when the feast was half over, about the fourth day, Jesus went thither in a private manner, yet so that when he arrived he spoke publicly in the temple. But why does he ascend to the festival day when he said he would not? St. John Chrysostom notes, he did not say, I will not ascend, but only, I do not ascend, that is, in your company. It was the people that held the favorable opinion of Christ, whilst on the contrary the scribes and Pharisees speak ill of him, saying, He seduceth not us, but he seduceth the multitude. So says St. John Chrysostom. No one publicly took the part of Jesus, however favorable were their private sentiments, for the Jews hated and persecuted such as sided with him.